the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The top U.S. trade negotiator opened the historic renegotiation of NAFTA last week by bluntly warning the pact has fundamentally failed many Americans, despite its benefits for farmers and border communities, and needs major improvement. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says President Trump is not interested in a mere tweaking of a few provisions, but did acknowledge exports from Mexico and Canada are important to U.S. agriculture. Canada's foreign minister says her country is committed to protecting its supply management system in the NAFTA negotiations. Chrystia Freeland told reporters the U.S. exports about five times more dairy products to Canada than it imports. National Milk Producer Federation CEO Jim Mulhern fired back, saying Canada cannot be allowed to maintain a system that establishes one of the highest milk prices in the world within its borders while using world markets as a dumping ground for its huge increase in production. Groups for and against USDA's proposal allowing China to export cooked chicken to the U.S. weighed in with opinions last week. The National Chicken Council, National Turkey Federation, and the U.S. Poultry and Egg Export Council support the Food Safety and Inspection Service's proposal, arguing FSIS used sound science and appropriate risk assessment in assessing China's slaughter facilities and its inspection system. The Food and Water Watch calls the audit of Chinese facilities contrived and not based on any scientific evidence or risk assessment. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.